You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Very big network. We'll be joined in a second by Karen Quinn Tostado. I'm just trying to get into the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room and the Revolutionary Radio chat room, and they've changed the names of the servers, so I can't get back on Merc. So that's that one for me, and so I hope you're ready for me. Karen, are you there?
I am here and happy to be so. Hi, everybody at Wolf Spirit. It's nice to be back. Hi, Dave. Thanks. And JP, yes, I'm ready to go, aside from the chat window underneath the Skype room that you have me in, which doesn't open up. But
all right. Okay, well, use the other one because that one works. I've got that open. So.
All right. And I'm going to see if I can get into the Wolf Spirit Radio, which looks pretty nice. I see it's an updated site.
Yep.
It looks great.
David's had it redone. We've got a little barking wolf or howling wolf there at the top there. And everything. So, a lot of water has passed under the bridge since we've last spoken. You know, we've had the whole December 2012 thing coming and going, and expected and unexpected, and all of these things. And we've had a million false flag events and all of this stuff. So, the first time we met, you were organizing a thing called United We Strike, which was designed to just kind of hack away by attrition. Every month, the idea is that on the 15th of the month, people strike. You know, they don't go into work, or they don't buy petrol or gasoline from Esso or Shell or someone like that. And, you know, ideas that will kind of nibble away at the great edifice. And now we see the edifice starting to crack. It's all been an enormous group effort from many, many members of humanity. So how are things going? How's Karen?
Karen will be good when she figures out how to stop the sound on the new chat room from bleeding over. Hi, Tracy. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Maybe I just better stay out of that because I don't see where the turn off the sound is. But overall, JP,
I'll find it for you.
Okay. I'm good. I'm concerned. I am disappointed, you know, to see still so many people here in my country, my part of the world, being so easily deceived and just giving up their rights so that the authorities can protect and take care of them when they're just messing up everything. It's just part of their control. You know, take my freedom so you can protect me. Put me under martial law. I mean, that is just hugely disappointing. But at the same time, for some people, it has to get worse, much worse. Where they will begin to really connect the dots to the simpler picture in the background of they want it all and they want to kill us on the way to acquiring their needs, but we keep playing their game by their rules. So, yeah, the 15th stands out more and more to me as a time for people to step back and say, you know, no. I mean, we talk about strikes and boycotts. It's not about marching in the streets. It's not about leaving your home vulnerable. It's about deciding that our lives are much more important than their lives, which will continue as long as we play the game by their rules.
That's right. So we learn to create our own rules when we realize that we're actually in a game. I mean, the main problem is that we haven't until really recently realized collectively that we are in some kind of game, and there are rules and they're all stacked against us. So how has it been? How has it been received? Have you seen any effects of the strike idea?
Well, you know, it is interesting because we're not the kind of organization that I think will ever be the kind that most people are looking for in terms of, okay, who's a leader? Who's going to tell me what to do? Where do we vote? You know, this is all really about asking for the people who are aware of the bigger picture just to stand together and to step back collectively, to start using our greater numbers and to affect the bottom line, which is the money. If we affect the money and the jobs at the corporations that we know are compartmentalizing us into going to work every day so that we can protect our family, but at the same time, we're building our families off the blood and bones and the death and destruction of other families on the other side of the world. You know, hopefully all activists will begin to understand that when we take action together, we can have much more of an effect. And I am contacted by people more and more, JP, who tell me that it's not just a day. It's beginning to be a way of life. And so I feel gratified to know that this is taking on a life of its own in the hearts and minds of the people who really get the bigger picture, that it's all about individually. We add our energy to government when we support it, to Monsanto when we show up, to Raytheon, to Halliburton. You know, some people still think, well, why should we strike? And I think, why shouldn't we? You know, what is going on so well in your life through the policies of your government that you feel obliged to continue your job working for them? You know, how are we helping each other when, at least in this country, 52 cents of every dollar is taken to kill and murder other people and to support the military-industrial complex? How civilized are we when every night we go to bed with blood on our hands and yet refuse to see that? You know, how messed up as a culture are we when we'd rather have huge dinners for politicians and partisan parties about how to stop poverty and charge $10,000 a plate, and yet none of it reaches those impoverished people who actually need it? You know, instead of digging up our hands or rolling up our sleeves and going over there with paint and trash cans and things to help rebuild, we'd rather put on tuxedos and spend all this money to have a party and a dinner over here and claim that we're actually doing something to help. So it's still amazing to me, JP, that not enough of us are connecting the dots. However, I feel that great shift can still happen at any moment. That God particle we all look for elsewhere is actually within and can awaken at any moment and change quickly.
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about the God particle. A couple of weeks ago, I had a kind of God particle experience. It just felt like there was a little spark that kind of lit up and glowed a little bit stronger. I've been banging on about this on my shows. Let me just add in. I'm speaking tonight with Karen Quinn Tostado. We are discussing the United We Strike movement, which Karen has been supporting and co-creating with for the last, 3 years now?
No, 5. I'm actually the founder of the idea, but it doesn't mean that I'm the leader. And that's one of the things too that's been an interesting kind of a journey, because you know the story of the Bodhisattva, JP?
Yes, indeed.
Pretty much to where if you see a beautiful garden and it's over the wall, you know, some people climb over the wall and I'm still running back trying to say, look, the wall's over there, the road's over there, we can get there. Come on, let me show you just where to walk. Or here, this big door, walk through and discover for yourself. It's never ever been about follow me in there. You know, I am lucky to make it through the day. But it's more about let's get the consciousness moved over. And if we stop playing their game, we can walk away en masse and create a world of beauty. You know, demanding the hidden technology be turned over to the people that's stolen by the military-industrial complex. Demanding that at their big conventions where they're discussing climate change and global warming, they actually do bring up the military-industrial complex and geoengineering. You know, we have so much craziness still, but so much hope. And I do might be, that God particle is waking up within us. And for some of us, it's a much more difficult journey to face the truth of how much we've been fooled and on so many different levels. But we can change, and I hold my dream and just believe that maybe I'm a bit ahead of my time. I know it's hard for people to think about, well, why shouldn't I go to my job? But, you know, we're so disconnected from what our true job is. And in my opinion, that's to be good stewards of the earth, and for each one of us to have land, to build a family that can be healthy and happy and passed down from generation to generation, co-creating out of love. And I'm reading the Anastasia books, which I know you're familiar with. And
oh, yes.
I love, the definition of what our purpose is, to be joint co-creation that brings joy to all who contemplate it. How much grander can you get than that?
Well, they love you in the chat room, by the way. I'm looking at the Revolution. She has a wonderful voice. And I said, yeah, you should hear her sing. And she said, she sings? who's your guest? And, she should speak publicly. So, yeah, I mean, you do speak publicly. And you've also sung? Yeah, you have sung in the band.
I started singing. I love to sing, as you know. It is much more fun for me, and I was always drawn to songs that had an actual message behind them, because it seems that music helps people to actually hear more with their hearts, and that can kind of spark off their soul. It just seems so simple to me. And yet at times it's so difficult for people to grasp, because they say, well, we need leaders and we need to have structure. And, you know, I think that we need education. We need administrators. We need to take turns rotating jobs that have to do within our community to help the community run smoother. But I liked Vicky Barker from itishearnow.com, from unitedwelight.com, and from exposium.com. Who said on the last marathon, which was last Saturday, if it weren't for money, we'd all be abundant. And we would. Once we stop thinking and believing that these little pieces of paper are what is needed. You know, if we really understood our power and what a true job is, instead of just over broke, you know, we'd go for joy. And I haven't figured out the other to it, but it'd be
joy of business. Mm.
Yeah, maybe, so, there you go.
You know,
joy
just
of being.
A way of being.
Joy of being.
Joy of being. There we go. That's job. That's the right kind of job.
And when you wake up, instead of sending your children off to other people to be raised while we're forced up early, you know, to get up and squeeze ourselves into a job we hate in order to stay within this system and have our children who are totally raised by other people. And we don't even know what they're learning, but they're being propagandized by the state. And we have to keep them in school, though, and then we have to try now it's school to work, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars can we get your children in debt for before they become a manager at McDonald's? You know, it's so crazy. Instead of thinking, joy of being, that's my job. When I wake up in the morning on my own land, to step outside, you know, and rise with my children and my loved ones to go out and behold a glorious day and to farm a bit and to see just what we can co-create with our neighbors and build. And, you know, I love also Larkin Rose saying, I own myself, you own yourself, let's agree not to harm each other and see what we can do to create a better world as we move forward in the future.
Amen. More compliments coming in. You would like Crystal Clark, something. So since I last spoke to you, I've moved. And instead of being in a little flat, well, sort of a room in an attic in a big old bleak house. I'm in a cozy little ramshackle cottage, few hundred years old stone cottage, and it's got a tin roof, and the wind is blowing, and a candle is steady in the room. You know,
it's so. It's no, you showed me, remember? Oh. A different quirky little rock that I put inside a cedar tree by the Umpqua River for about 3 weeks. And I recently retrieved it, and I'm going to send that to you with a little bit of vibing from my 528 and something to catch the light.
Thank you very much. That'll go in the altar, or one of the many altars that are around here. I'm a sort of crystal and pyramid guy. There's crystals and pyramids everywhere. You know, I'm just looking to my left, and there's a pyramid shaped oil lamp, and you know, Shiva's got a pyramid on him, and all these things. So part of the universal light connection network altar.
Well, what about orgonite? Do you use any of that, or have you had any experience with orgonite?
Oh, yeah. I've been making orgonite. I've done two batches so far. I was given a couple of pieces made by Cosmic Mind, Donna. The Alchemist's Garden, is it? No. I'll just find the name of her website. I've got a link on my site. She has loads of beautiful orgonite that she uses gold flakes, you know, real gold leaf in her mix. It just has this stunning look to it. Me, I'm cheap. I can't afford the I'm just using bits of recycled aluminium and iron, but whatever. we'll cope with it, because I mean, it does have a nice energy, but you know, it still works even if it is aluminium. It's possible.
Copper.
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to work as well. Copper.
Oh, yes. Copper's good. Yeah, copper's good. The Alchemist Chamber. Let me just. There we go. On the Synchronicity Grid. I'll just pop those into the chat room so you can check out. So rather than buy it from Britain, which is going to be prohibitive, if you're in Britain, you can buy it from me. But if you're in America, get it from this one, the Synchronicity Grid, the Alchemist Chamber, Synchronicity Grid, thesynchronicitygrid.com. / the Alchemist Chamber. That's the name for orgonite process anyway.
Okay.
And I would so totally recommend that. Are you making some?
Well, no, and I'm putting mine in. I was gifted some from the humangiftingproject.com for people who can afford to kind of get them, and told that they put them in water and ponds and things. So I was sent a nice little package. I'm very grateful.
Fantastic.
And
what's the name of that website?
On Friday. It is humangiftingproject.com, and it also has a way to make it. You'll see it does look pretty easy to make. I've got the copper. I use that in some of the jewelry. I've got copper wire, so I figured from now on I'll save all my little clippings and stuff.
Well, anybody that you know is in the construction industry has access to used copper, because I mean, basically when you wire up a house, you come in with massive reels of stuff and you clip it away and clip it away, and there's always little 1 or 2 foot lengths of cable. And what you do is you get your, what do you call it, a Stanley knife, is it called an X-Acto knife, heavy duty carpet knife, is that X-Acto, or is that
it a B? Yeah, with a razor blade.
Yeah. Yeah, well, whatever, you know, it's an industrial, cutting thing. And you can slice open the wire very easily with these things, extract gorgeous lengths of shiny copper 1 millimeter wire that you can make all sorts of things
Greetings
with.
World.
In the organite.
Yeah, and I've also heard that wrapping a copper coil around them as well, and, with one of the ends at the top to be wrapped in kind of a cup-like deal, instead of just coming out to a point, but to wrap it around and then make almost like a little cup, an open loop,
like,
maybe
like
as big as your little finger or something. Yeah, but an open on top of the cone so that somehow there's another part for the energy to be channeled up and through.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of tricks and little variations that you could do it with that. I mean, what you're doing is you're creating like a lensing effect, so you can, it'll spray outwards, or you can focus it to a point. Obviously, if you stick a crystal in the middle of that, and then you have your coil wrapped around that crystal, that will then tune the coil. That becomes a radio. You know, a crystal and a coil is a radio. So all of these things have...
Well, that's...
Well?
I was just thinking, that is interesting. I hadn't really put that together before, but maybe that's part of the communication here of the future when, or if things break down, is to have those... crystals that have the, what are they, double truncated?
Double terminated.
And put the, double terminated, yeah, yeah. And put the white, we'll just be talking to each other like that. Hey, JP, I'll talk into my little crystal here with a copper around it and see if it makes it over to
you won't even,
part of the world.
You don't even need to talk. Dale Benedum of Dale After Dark, he's joined World Spirit Radio recently. He actually lives in Thomas's garden. He's Thomas's garden gnome. He lives in the trailer. But he'll be coming up to Shasta soon anyway. He's building copper headbands from the Hollow Earth Lemurian directions. And
wow.
They basically a copper strip that goes around your head. And right where you have your brow center, your third eye, you have a silver or a gold dollar. And then on top of that, you have a crystal. And that's a crystal, that's an oscillator and a capacitor. So...
He's going...
I'm sorry?
So an oscillator and a capacitor, and he's going up to Mount Shasta here in Northern California?
Yeah. Sometime soon. But he runs Dale After Dark and the HollowEarthNetwork.com, and you can see his stuff on there, and it's astounding, and you know. So I did a theme tune for his thing, and in exchange he sent me a copper headband, and I popped my own little crystal in there, and it has amazing effects. First of all, it's really good. It helps to focus yourself. You know, if there's a lot going on, you whip one of these things on, you know, you're in your being, you know, there's no confusion anymore. You can see everything crystal clear. Last week? 2 weeks ago now. My girlfriend went away on holiday and, asked me to look after her little 1-year-old husky puppy. And I hadn't discovered it until a few days in, but when, you know, he's a puppy, he's all over the place, he's peeing and pooing all over the floor. Oh my God, he's a great big puppy. So anyway, I had to rein this little character in. And SJ, who's here, showed me the best dog trick ever, which is you take a little treat, and you hold it up to them, and you put it in your pocket. It is incredible. The boy sits down, and he just slabbers, you know. Like, I'll do anything for that, you know. And it's like, you're so cheap. Anyway.
We got a new friend with puppy who's everywhere. I'll have to relate that trick as well.
Indeed. So, but when I put this headband on, he relaxed. His ears went down to be, he's like, he looked at me in that kind of yes master kind of way. It's just incredible, you know, because, you know, the power of a focused human being is quite incredible, and the creatures can sense that more than most people can. Most people are looking at that thing, but what's that gay looking gold band on his head, you know, looking like something out of someone from the 60s, you know. But
that sounds very intriguing, actually. Very, very intriguing. Because I'll tell you, I only got the organite on Friday, but energetically, I haven't really noticed anything other than I've been kind of cranky. And I dropped a big planter on my foot. So hopefully it helps with healing. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm just detoxing energetically.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, Karen, in the last 2 weeks, detoxing has been the order of the day. And I've gone through a massive purge. Everybody knows about that as well. I'm not eating meat anymore. I can't face meat. And, you know, I've been the greatest meat eater. You know, I'll eat anything. I used to eat anything but broken glass. But I can't eat meat anymore. It's very weird, you know. I can cook it, and I don't mind the smell, but I can't eat. My body won't eat it.
I want to move toward that, too. Actually, kind of the opposite has happened with us. We're eating a bit more lately. Not so much meat, more chicken, although I did buy some hot dogs, but I try and buy the all-beef Hebrew National kind. We had a barbecue with some people over, and I've tried to be a food Nazi in the past, and it just never worked for me, you know? And I keep coming around to everything ultimately is source. But still, I think that not having to dispose of any other critters because I want a hamburger is, you know, is a much better way to go.
I know. And, you know, they've been talking to me. They're saying, you know, at this moment, you have to stop eating death. You know, so what a way of putting it, you know. I got some sprouting jars today. Out came the mung beans. You know.
Well, good. I'm open to that. I think I may need to try one of those little headbands too. That's pretty intriguing. I'm looking into getting some crystals, and I could possibly even just kind of put one around. And I have a little organite wand, but so I'm hoping it helps me heal faster.
Well,
do you know how?
Yeah, you can use the organite wand. Now, what he was saying, according to the Lemurian guy, you ask the wand, which end is the healing and which end is the magic? Because you got one end is magic, one end is healing. So it's like one end it draws in and the other one projects out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like with this one, it would be obvious. One is just a flat, the bottom of it, kind of with the gold glitter or brass clippings or gold clippings, I'm not sure. And then the top has either a little crystal marble, it's just a little rounded dome, or it could almost even be the resin. Probably not. It's probably a little stone at the top. But all right, I'll have to like try and zap it and point it to my foot and say, "You are a healed."
Well, of course, you know, we are a standing wave in the matrix of the universe, and it's our ideas, it's our mind that keeps our body in the way it is. So when you look at that, which foot was it?
It is my left foot.
Left foot. So it's Pisces female. So that's you know, every part of the body has a astrological sign associated with it, and the left side is female and the right side is male. So if you've got an issue at that point, you know, see if if there's an issue that you've got with a Pisces female. So there you go.
All right, I will consider that. I'm not sure. I'm just I don't know. I was just kind of hoping I would hurry up and speed up the healing. And I also want to ask you though, because I didn't get any kind of instructions or anything, so I've been looking around at it, but is there a particular area? I mean, is there maybe too much organite you can have in one area? I'm thinking maybe I'm overdosing with everything you sent in this little 38 by 8 foot box.
Well, it may behoove you to actually spread it out a bit and put some of them in a formation. So say, you know, you put one, say, 12 feet to the north of your trailer, 12 feet to the south, 12 feet to the east, and, you know, make a circle around you.
That's interesting. I have put one out, in front of us here, trees, and I'm interested as well in making some canbusters because they just nail us in this area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much, and this is part of your United We Strike kind of issue that you're dealing with is the chemtrailing and we know who Evergreen are, and Evergreen, did you know they've just changed their name?
No.
Yeah, well, Evergreen's the company that does the chemtrailing.
Ah.
It was a CIA front, so they've just changed their name, but I can't remember what they've called themselves. It's something, it's all very nice and sweet sounding.
Instead of the white death from the skies?
That's right. So hang on, let me look at Evergreen, G-O-N-G-I-N. So tell us a little bit about the people that you've had on your shows. I mean, tell the audience what United We Strike is. I mean, it's quite incredible what you've done in 5 years, what you've been doing. Go on.
Well, United We Strike is just an effort of people who feel pretty much the same way, that it's our energy that is used against us. We're compartmentalized. We've all been turned into employees, regardless of what you think about your position in life. You're an employee of your government. And that's easily provable by the capital letters on the driver's licenses. It's a whole big other story, but we are all corporate debt slaves. That's the bad news. The good news is the corporations, no matter how corrupt or horrible they are, only run as long as the employees show up to do the dirty work. So the 15th of the month is the day that we quit. That we say, no, you are not going to be able to use my money to kill people, because I know at the end of the day I'm going to sleep with only 48 cents in my pocket per hour and blood on hands by ignoring what my money is being really used for and why it's being stolen, and ignoring all of these other reasons, you know, ignoring poverty by thinking that if I send money to the Red Cross or if I attend a dinner, that somehow is helping more than driving down to the area with some paint and some food and some brooms and some utensils to help people help themselves, you know? Throwing people out into the streets and letting houses go into disrepair while bankers walk away with money is wrong. Inequality is wrong. Poverty is an illusion, you know? And until we come together and reject this false system, until we understand that actually we're being just totally misdirected and ruled in the background through deceit and through illusion, you know, we've got to begin to think for ourselves and understand what's more important than, yeah, the joy of being. That's our job. The joy of waking up to co-create in joy and bring joy to all who come onto play. So United We Strike seeks to unite all people individually. We will never, ever have big political corporations say, oh, yes, we support United We Strike, because they're in the matrix. They're locked into the right-left paradigm. Vote for this person. Vote for that person. When whoever wins, it depends on who has more money and the bigger political campaigns that go on in the background. You know, we talk about all these things that we need money for, and yet the British people are forced to pay over $10 million, you know, to a dead traitor, Margaret Thatcher. We can't have people in Cyprus have money, you know? Yeah, so when they're dead, they force us to pay. They force us through their symbolism, you know, these huge funerals and the parties that they give. The inequality is so blatant, but it doesn't have to be bloody. It doesn't have to be horrible when we step back from their system, when we do it because we're prepared. When we have food, water, and survival guns, protection. We need to be able to protect ourselves and think for ourselves and understand that if no harm is directly done to a person, then no crime has been committed. You know, instead of creating more and more busybodies to tell us how to live, you've got to have an expert oh, you've got to have somebody lock down Boston. Everybody be very, very afraid. You're totally incapable of protecting yourself. And then to have the police driving by in the streets when they lock down people, threatening children who are outside playing in their front yard, you know, here's a gun in your face, get in your house. And this is what our government is doing, and we're ignoring it. So the bigger picture is to prepare for an uncertain future, to understand it's our money. We have been compartmentalized and lied to our entire lives. We're bamboozled, but we can get out of it when we prepare ourselves. I mean, our lives truly are more important than their lives. If we want to live those lives, then we've got to begin to take the steps to do so. And what job could be more important than that of recreating a better world and beginning to heal, demanding that the hidden technology that has been kept from us be brought to the front so that we can begin to let everyone benefit, and the healing properties as well. You know, and actually, JP, then I'd like to share a set of lyrics that came through me the other day that also talks about the 15th.
Are you going to sing for us?
Well, I can, but this one doesn't have a melody, but I would love to.
Okay, well, look, just read it out. I mean, it's just lovely to actually hear your voice, to hear it, even if you don't listen to it. So, you know, so you can, you know, listen to the show and enjoy it on many levels here. So, would you like to share them with us?
I would very much like to, because I'm also really coming to believe that, you know, it's kind of interesting how our lives work. And I grew up writing poems and singing from a very early age and always loved to do it. And so now at this point in my life where I'm just known as this big mouth blowhard, I'd rather bring it back to allowing the messages to come through me that have always wanted to just come through, and to work on being the best messenger and just trying to show up and do the best I can with my day and let God judge the rest. Because that's another thing with United We Strike, is we have to overlook all of the little petty differences that we have and stop pointing fingers and arguing with each other, especially in the Patriot community. We're just little pieces of the puzzle, but when we come together, we can form a greater, more beautiful picture. And that's what I think United We Strike is the nucleus of the different, of the bigger, greater picture coming together and cooperating and understanding that our energy goes beyond. So this is called, Is This Our Legacy? What if we were dreaming, programmed from the start through lies and endless scheming to keep us from our heart? What if our best knowing, granted us through birth, was stolen through our growing, robbing us of worth? What if the dream became the nightmare when we opened up our eyes, a war-torn, ugly frightmare? Would we not then realize that all of this huge pack of lies only works when we do, yet we're compartmentalized and haven't got a clue? What if we could take a break and step back from the cliff? What if, for our for us to stop the plunder, our sons and daughters dying, and all are going under. Yet the choice of how to live and die belongs to you and me. Listen to our children cry. Is this their legacy? What if we could be as strong as the hero in our heart? And what we've wanted all along was just a brand new start. The 15th is coming. Let it be the day we step back together, yet do it our way. For all of our lives are worth more than our lives. Become your own hero. The time has arrived when each and every one of us must decide to think for ourselves, yet stand fast. I'm sorry, to think on our own, yet stand fast as one, declaring the time of our freedom begun.
Hurrah, 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 hurrah. So that you cover a few things in there, and the old Ides in there.
Try to, and to also just try and get people to think of the 15th as a day for the people. I mean, we all have our reasons. And when you look at the fact that when we go to work every day, we support governments. We support the bureaucracy. And I'm not talking about when we go to work for the little guy. Shop, mom and pop. We need the local people. You know, if we really did all quit at the same time, yet stood together, we could say, all right, now, instead of just over broke, that kind of job, for the joy of being today, what we're going to do is I'm going to help you build that fence or repair your house. And Susie can help with the sewing over here. And there's Kathy's good at gardening. And Albert has chickens. And, you know, on and on and on. Think of the things that we really could do in joy when we don't think that we have to have these little pieces of paper to squeeze into a system that we're forced into through violence and the drones in uniforms. It's another thing. The people in uniforms have been more badly abused and lied to through the trauma-based mind control of boot camp, which, again, we all sit around and acknowledge, oh, yeah, they've got to go through boot camp and be treated completely inhumanely, stripped of their individual integrity and dignity, and told that nothing is more important than being part of a group and obedience. Obey authority. Don't think for yourself. You know,
well, absolutely. And, you know, how does that pervade into every area of society? You know, you see, my thing, Karen, is, you know, we don't need government. We don't need governing. We don't need reduction of our energy output. That's what govern means. We need administration. We need people to make sure that there are enough people around who enjoy doing so to sweep the roads and keep the poles clear of snow and, you know, all that stuff. You know, that's what needs administering. It's an you know, and you also have, you know, they talk about the Clinton administration and all these things. You don't hear the word Obama administration, do you? You hear a lot Obama government. But anyway.
It's nuts how we're so totally misdirected. It really is crazy. But again, we have a chance to wake up. And I also believe, JP, that on an energetic level, we can step back again on the 15th together to add our energy to the dream of peace, to the vision, the greater vision of life living really in freedom, which means if you're living in freedom and you own a house, then that's your house, that's your property. And nobody's going to come up with a uniform and a bunch of paperwork for you to fill out so that you can fit through the hoops of what to do and what to not do on your house. Just don't cause any harm. You know, exactly. Don't be polluting a river that runs downstream and screws up all of your neighbors.
That's right. That's right.
It can be easy. And I see, can you imagine if everyone refused to pay income tax? Yeah, imagine things like that. And imagine also how powerful it truly would be.
You know, I think you just hit the nail on the head there, Karen, because, you know, everybody's going, oh, what can we do against the government? What can we do? You stop feeding them. That's what you can do. It's a parasite. What do you do to a parasite? You can either poison it or just starve it.
Yeah, and the starving it is really much more effective, because instead of having to get your own energy into that negative field of violence, you know, understand that violence is only acceptable in defense. So it's not that you're not prepared to defend yourself, but be prepared to fully live your life instead of living to fulfill somebody else's lies and their vision. It really is time to step back and look at the bigger picture. Where does the control come from? And in these Anastasia books, the Ringing Cedar series, which my husband calls Anastasia, Anesthesia.
Rebecca Jernigan had the translator, the English translator of the books, and he did the whole series of them and talked about each book back in Rebecca's archives over the, I can't remember. It was when I first started listening to her, actually. It's like I found myself the only person in her audience who had actually read the books, or at least I'd read the first book. And she talks about like the beehives, and it's just really, it's like obvious stuff from a certain point of view. And it's her point of view that, that is very interesting to listen to. The sense of she is really in touch with the Earth Mother and the natural flow of things. She's perfectly in tune with the flow.
Well, you know what? I will have to go back on Friday night. And I also have, Dave might have, because he was talking about me singing, he might have the I've Come for Peace. He used to have it there in the MP3s. And I can also do a little live thing here, because it is definitely much more fun for me. But the idea, JP, that I found really fascinating as well, as you get into the later books, and she talks about how everything came into being. And according to her group, anesthesia, as my husband again calls her, let's put everybody to sleep. But it's not that at all. I find it fascinating. And she says that originally it was all just energy, groups, different energies that were existing, that were aware of themselves, but not aware of any of the other existing energies. There was no, there was just kind of thought. But the one energy became ultimately aware of all the other energies in the world, and also was able to somehow reach out instantaneously and make that energetic connection where, bang, now all of the energies were aware of not only themselves but each other. And the one who had made them aware asked for them all to come together for conjoint creation and joy to all who contemplated it. So they all got together and bang, the earth was created, and then man. And then they moved aside so that man actually has all the inherent energies throughout the universe. And according to this theory, the bigger picture is that there is absolutely nothing, no other entity, no other life form was directly created by this co-creation of all these energies under this one main creative energy, the Father. And all the separate energies, when they went back, began to not only enjoy the creation, they went on to also try and emulate this on their own. But we're never quite able to get that perfect, unique matrix that is man's. So the big lie there is that we would have to go through anything else, angels, anything, in order to access the Father, that we are just that divine. There is no other step but just to accept and co-create. But out of that, when you can have that authority, when you are the living embodiment of all the universe's energies, some would choose to mishandle that. And she talks about ultimately six beings who let that type of wonderful energy go to their heads. Because before that, the people just automatically used more of the Vedic culture. When they had children, they did so to create children, to come together under love. They just didn't have sex just to have sex, but it was a bigger creation. And there are so many fascinating things in it, but were you familiar with that part of it then, JP?
Oh, no, that's well going forward into the future. I do remember that he did make her pregnant, didn't he?
Oh, yes, in the first book. And that's also where this last book I read, the book 6, she talks about children and how to really raise children. And one of Vladimir's observations is in trying to become aware enough to have a conversation with his son, he asks other people, and it turns out that most people don't have conversations with their children, aside from, you know, it's time to wake up, brush your teeth, eat your breakfast, go to school, do your homework, eat your dinner, brush your teeth, go to bed.
Exactly.
You know? And the rest of the time, they hand their children over to the state. You know? And you look at the way things are going and how propaganda works and how the winners write history. and how we really don't honor these children because they're also born so far from the land. And then in order to appease them, they're born in a concrete jungle of plastic playthings and kept away from the earth and the sun and the flowers and the garden. And it's a whole other look at how we could be. And people in Russia have begun planting more of their gardens, which is now we're into gardening season here. And it is a real joy to go out and to work with the dirt. It's not too fun to drop a big heavy planter on your foot. I don't recommend that, but it is fun to go out there and co-create with the universe. And one very cool thing, there's an oak tree that falls into this little uplifted garden, this upraised bed that we have. And the oak tree's been there for many, many years. I think there's also a great tree spirit living under that and under the maple tree higher up. But we haven't seen any little oaks growing. However, they fell in the fertile soil that we had for the garden. And I was able to take two of them that started to grow and gift one to the people here whose property this is. And we have another friend who in the summer grows all kinds of vegetables that he gifts us with. And I go around and it's great. I'm like Santa Claus with vegetables in the summer due to the generosity of Larry. So it was nice as well to give him a little oak tree that I was able to save and put in a little pot so that now, while I may not have physically given birth to children, I feel really glad to know that there are a couple of oak trees out there that will have hundreds of years of life, and we helped.
Oh, brilliant. Karen Quintostado, you have been, it's amazing what they're saying in the chat room. Where can we find women like your guest? Start a dating site for conscious people. I think that's an absolute truism. You know, you have such a warm-hearted sound about you, you know, that a lot of women are very squeaky and squawky and sort of not pleasant to listen to. So it really makes a change. Women are squeaky and squawky. That sounds terribly sexist. But anyway, like the frequencies, there's a lot of, everybody's got messed up voice. But anyway, it's wonderful to converse with you with, your great ideas and, you're actually doing these things, slowly organizing, and it's a really clever way of doing it because you're organizing people online, who are organizing people in their own districts. Anyway, Karen Quintostado, what is your website quickly while the closing credits roll?
Oh, that I don't have time to sing. All right. It's UnitedWeStrike.com, and I have Karen's Corner every Friday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time on RentsRadio.com as part of Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News.
RentsRadio.com, you heard it. Anyway, God bless you, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Karen. God bless you.
Thank you, JP. Good night, all.